Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Well, I am hopefully back. I think what ails me has passed, but if I go into a clearing my throat spell, then worry not, it'll only be temporary. It doesn't seem to be too bad. So what ends up happening, probably next week, it'll get a lot worse. This show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. And you can go to MobiusStripPress.com and ReclaimingTheRepublic.org and get a lot of good content. If you want to understand what it takes to take back the Constitution and take control of our governance once again and get that federal government back into the constraints of the Constitution, three reasons why you want to download these podcasts. First, this is the only show, and I emphasize this, the only show on the air anywhere that asserts the constitutional solution to federal government overreach. The second reason, the content on this show is not ephemeral or temporary. It is something that will actually persist over time, and it will be relevant for years to come. And third, the content on this show refers to content on previous shows and upcoming shows. Therefore, to stay abreast with these tidbits of knowledge and information, I would ask that you download these podcasts from ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I hope to soon have this stuff up into a cloud to where you can sign up for RSS feeds and so forth, because I do know that my website does not provide RSS feeds. There's just only so much time in the day for me to get things done, and I have to fire myself as the IT tech sometimes, but I can't get anybody to take the job that'll do it with the same passion that I do. Anyway, so I am back. That bug that kind of kicked me down for a couple of days, it's hopefully that I've seen better days, and we'll see a lot more better days coming. Still have that standing question, if you want to dial in, does the Constitution protect religious freedom? And if so, where and how? I'm hoping to have some future guests. And actually, I do have scheduled G. Edward Griffin. He's the author of Jekyll's Island, and he also wrote a few interesting books about Welch, Jack Welch, and about the John Birch Society and so forth. So I'm going to be interviewing him next week, and hopefully we'll feed that interview to you over the course of a few shows. And I will let you know when those interviews will be aired, because this is going to be doing, I'm going to do this as a pre-recorded type of segments. I plan to have Dr. John R. Vile on as well and talk to him further. If you haven't heard my conversations with him, I've got three podcasts on the regular podcast page with KSBN, and those are kind of interesting. And he knows the Constitution and his history, as one would expect. And I think you'll find the dialogue between us very fascinating. And I just ask, when I'm talking to Constitution scholars, I beg you to point out at any point where they tell me that what I'm talking about is unconstitutional or it can't be done. Again, to separate the two between it can't be done and or it's unconstitutional, between something that they don't care for or support, because those are two different things. And a lot of people may not support this because they're making a lot of money off this illegal government and unconstitutional power. That being said, I also plan on having Trevor Lawdon in. I know he's got a lot of things coming out. He's working on a new movie. He's got books and so forth. I want to bring back Sheriff Mack and talk to him about his sheriff and a peace officer association. I'm hoping to have author and speaker and teacher Doug Gibbs, as well as John Chambers. I don't know. He was sick last week. He said he was going to try to call in, but maybe John Chambers will be able to call in today. I'm not sure. And I'm hoping that I can get John Hancock on. He's a relatively big figure in history, And this one is a author and speaker, a little bit different than the one in history. But nonetheless, his name is John Hancock. And I've never seen his signature, but I'm sure it's big and bold. I'm also hoping to have Bob Zadig on. He is a libertarian that airs out of the San Francisco, Seattle, Sacramento, and I think there's another city that he's added, but I digress. Tom DeWeese was already on. I'm hoping to have him back on and more. So we are going to start racking and stacking a lot of different guests, and I'm going to let them tell you what their perspective is of reclaiming the Republic, and more specifically, Republic Review and auditing the Constitution. And I would love to have your opinion on reclaiming the Republic using Republic Review as well. I actually hope, and it's my desire, to make this show the central point for state legislatures who want to join in reclaiming the Republic, that they can come here, they can get content from me, and that we can start working together. We plan on doing this, as I've talked about, in six states, but I don't want to limit it to six states, and I want to force focus to, you know, step up and get templates done for all 50 states. As people start coming on board, we want to start flagging them as these are the constitutional candidates that recognize what the problem is. And we want to make sure they get in to the state legislatures due to the fact that even though we may not have a majority this time around, the message will start to go viral. And once this message goes viral amongst state legislatures, that they realize that the power that they have and the responsibility that they have as well, then I think that there is a day of reckoning coming quickly, because there is no end to all the tyranny that we've been living under these 12 unconstitutional departments, as well as all the other administrations, offices, and so forth, that they have just basically assumed and took us for granted in the entire process. As I've been telling you, all the unconstitutional government, I only ask that you pin that fact in the top right corner of your mind. So as you start hearing the news, as you start hearing about corruption, malfeasance in government, as you start, you know, witnessing these horrific things that our government is doing to us, I ask that you, you know, keep that little eye single on that that pinned unconstitutional government, so that you keep that forefront in your mind that, okay, we're dealing with something here, and boy, this is terrible, but I want you to be, the first thing you think of is, well, that's that whole existence of that government, the FBI, that is unconstitutional. They never got the state's delegated authority to do that. Where did that happen? When did that happen? When were the states giving over just carte blanche control to the federal government to do whatever they think they needed? As you start thinking in that perspective, I believe it will change your tune and change your focus, instead of just being upset or going to somebody's stupid protest that'll do nothing about, you know, fixing the problem. It'll just basically, you know, get your face on somebody's camera and maybe into somebody's data book that the FBI or somebody can knock on your door sometime in the middle of the night and ask you for all sorts of information. You're going, what the heck happened? Anyway, what's really important is that you keep this forefront in your mind, that you start acknowledging and you start putting together these pieces of, you know, the magnitude of the unconstitutional government and the tyranny. Because technically, folks, that is tyranny. When they're arbitrarily making up laws, making up these policies and entities where they don't have the authority to do that. We never gave them the authority to do these things. Therefore, those things are unconstitutional. I've got a heartbreak real quick, so we're going to go through some messages with my sponsors. Please stay tuned, and I will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Rippey Homes is a family-owned business that has been building homes in the Spokane area for over a decade. For years, they've offered their customers an array of construction projects and services, but due to market demands, they now exclusively focus building high-efficiency homes and business offices, offering custom turnkey solutions for customers seeking to save money on operational costs while enjoying the latest innovations and construction technology. They understand many of these features can be expensive, but this is why they work closely with a team of leading designers to integrate the details and options that suit your needs. When it comes to translating designs into reality, the artisans they employ make this happen. If you're interested in building a cutting-edge dream home or office, then contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. Thank you. Hey, folks, it's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I have learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Vaughn Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money on just any good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist like Dr. Vaughn Tracy. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Vaughn Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I ask you to give Dr. Vaughn Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Thank you. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my weekly show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on Red State Talk Radio, every weekday evening from 6 to 7 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the general government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. As I was saying, this is hopefully going to become the central point for your state legislatures to start interfacing, calling in, working with us. Remember, FOCUS is a PAC-oriented organization. In other words, they're setting up PACs in every state, and the intent is to start supporting those legislatures in getting money to them so that they can start winning the elections and packing the state houses with constant constitutional state legislatures and turning down all of the strings and the compulsion and the subjugation by the federal government, and they're buying us into and maintaining their little power, because the day's coming. The day of reckoning is coming, my friends. If you are on Facebook, look me up. Send me a friend request. And as a matter of fact, even more importantly, suggest your legislatures to me, those who are running, such as Billy Joe for Alabama legislature, or, you know, Bob for Iowa, whatever. Send me those people that are out on Facebook, because they're all on Facebook looking for your vote and your support. As I have said this many, many, many times, that we, the people, are the fountain of power for politics, and we possess the ability to focus that power. Our only problem is that we are not succinct and concise in what we want our representatives to do. And so the key thing is that we all get on board in expecting and demanding that our state legislatures do their job in protecting us from federal tyranny, and that they stand up for an audit by their state and request that all states join in a republic audit, or what I call republic review. And so if you have any questions, call in. Let's talk about this. It's about time we start digesting and start articulating and having honest, respectful dialogue so that we can all work together. Because remember, reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. And so there's two of my adages that I throw out there. Anyway, so what I would ask again is, if you're on Facebook, just go ahead and hit me up with a friend request, and then you can suggest to me who those state legislatures are that you think would be constitutional. They all seem really constitutional out the gate, but that may be a little bit different down the road when all of a sudden Agenda 21 and these planners, and go to the I don't have it with me, but there's actually a website out there for the Agenda 21 planners and what they're trying to do. Sorry, that's the residual of that bug. Anywho, I just ask that you start engaging, because as we start moving forward and getting engaged, we will become more and more powerful, and that's only because you are willing to help. This is one way that you can help in the reclaiming of the republic. In the future, I will give you more information on what you can do and what we have to do. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the republic. Download and share our podcast. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. I'm amazed at just how much Rippey Homes takes pride in their partnerships. From the designers they work with, the artisans they employ, and you, the homeowner, they relish in getting it right the first time. to do this, they place their focus up front on what you want and what you need and begin forming a plan like a sculptor, taking care of the intricate details to ensure it meets your expectations. Whether you need innovation in a custom home to harmonize with the environment while offering the latest in building materials and technology, Rippey Homes takes a bottom-up approach that centers around you, the customer. They know that you are the integral component in the American dream, which is how they help you build your dream. To make your dreams become reality, contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. This is G.R. Mobley. I'm working with Trevor Lawton, Douglas V. Gibbs, Tom DeWeese, John Hancock, and many other good patriots in setting up rodeos for Republic Review this summer. We're doing this in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. If you are beginning to understand the power of Republic Review, then we need your help one way or another. More importantly, if you live in these states or know any patriotic leadership, whether that's an elected official, grassroots leader, or political leader, please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know who we can work with in organizing these events. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are supporting to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so I am back. It's a talk show host nightmare when you have a cold and all of a sudden you have a bad coughing attack. So I apologize for having to do that. That being said, I know I've spoken a lot and I'm going to try not to get passionate because that's when I really start straining my voice. But I know I have mentioned this before, that I'm really fed up with self-serving entities. These entities are leeches for money. They really pull money in that is consumed for their overhead. They give a little bit out to, you know, candidates, or they give it out to good, you know, people that are in need, such as, you know, Red Cross and so forth. There is a plenty of lists out there that shows charitable organizations that are really bad for donating money. And I don't understand why they still exist. But I look at the parties as the same thing. The parties are self-serving entities that are basically trying to get an empowered. And the fact that we've embedded the party so deep into our system that we're kind of dependent upon it, especially at the local levels, because when a person resigns and they're to be replaced, the party of who that person represented is basically being called up and or called upon by what you would call these PCOs, precinct committee officers, and they're the ones that get to insert that person. That's a great thing. But what the parties have been doing for years and years has been maintaining and managing, and they haven't been leading. And I've talked a lot about this, and I just wanted to emphasize this fact that we have to start recognizing and calling out organizations. They may serve a purpose, but if they're not leading and they're not leading the charge in doing what we need to do, then I am here to tell you, my friends, they're not doing their, you know, their intended design, because we expect them to lead, not manage. I have a caller, and actually it's John Chambers, and I think he's calling to rescue me. Are you there, John?
I am here, GR. Well, I'll tell you, you sound like I sounded last week, which is why I did not join the radio show last week. You have courage that I never would.
Well, I wanted to make sure I got this message out today. I wanted to let people know, especially those who are active in Facebook. And I know you're active, and I would love it if you would start, and I know we're friends on Facebook, so you don't have to hit me up with a friends request, but I would love it if you would be recommending and sending me friends of that you know, and those players in Oregon who are state legislators, because I'd like to get them my video. I'd like them to watch that presentation on Republic Review and have them basically kind of come back and go, oh my, this is interesting. And, oh, by the way, go ahead, John.
No, I was going to say I have one or two that I could do that with. Yep.
Okay. And yep, good idea. I also have a flow chart, and I have bullets that have been kind of broken this whole process down on the academic argument, and kind of shows you where Republic Review kind of lines up. And so I will send that to you. If you don't get it from me, just by all means remind me, because I'm on auto interrupt. And so how's the teaching and the tidbits going for the Oregon Center South, I guess, for Grants Pass area?
I'm sending out my daily emails to my, it's a national list, and I get, a number of people here and there, and they talk about, you know, they're interested in this or they're interested in that. Got a real interesting email the other day from a fellow in Vermont, and it's just kind of, you know, you do sort of one step at a time, and somebody learns something they didn't know before, and they go, oh, I didn't know that before, and it just takes one little piece at a time, you know.
And how do people get that onto your email listing?
Oh, the website is it's Your Constitution, ITSYOURConstitution.com, and right on the page it says, you know, sign up for the email list here. There's a couple of pages. I haven't really put a lot of effort into the website itself because I think that. We have to continue rolling, you know,
right.
with what is going on in the current situation. I would love to have people sign up on the mailing list. And I was thinking about doing something more with Republic Review. And in fact, I wanted to ask you about this, and I don't know if you are really up to it today because it's
go ahead.
Because of the bug that you earlier got a hold of there.
Right.
I know that when Madison and Jefferson started the Virginia Resolution, the Kentucky Resolution basically it was against the Sedition Act, which was absolutely thoroughly unconstitutional. The problem that they ran into was, even though Kentucky and Virginia were in favor of basically nullifying it, they ran into trouble with Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, who thought that the Federalists and their Sedition Act was just really peachy keen, and so they didn't want to nullify it because They just thought it was a great idea. So I don't, you know, I'm sure you've thought about that.
Right.
So I wonder if you would speak to that.
About what the about their ending up nullifying and basically go ahead.
About you have Republic Review.
Correct.
Let us say that Utah says, you know, federal lands, this isn't the way it's supposed to be, and they nullify and do the Republic Review and decide to do what. Something or other, because I know they're going to court now against the feds because the feds are not doing that
right,
doing the land right. But at any rate, so they do say they do that, but then they're how is Utah then going to get others on board, or how? What if very few others want to get on board? They're too afraid of losing their, losing their goodies from the feds or whatever like that. How do you see this rolling out?
Well, so I see it rolling out. It starting in one state. Utah might be one of those states. It might be Wyoming. It might be Idaho. I'm working very hard in Idaho, and hopefully Utah, Wyoming, the Dakotas, and Kansas. But if I can get one or two of those states to flip and say, you know what, we're going to do a full wholesale audit on the Constitution against the government, and we're going to identify every single violation. And then in doing that, they basically will call out to their sibling states and say, look, these are our findings. We challenge you to join us, and then educate them in their roles and their power, authority, and responsibility as the stakeholder of the Constitution and as the overseers of the Constitution, as well as the protectors of their citizens. I honestly believe that there's plenty of states that will quickly flip onto this because there are all sorts of problems. And so the only thing that the first thing a state will probably ask is, well, what are we going to do without this grant money coming in for whatever those things are? Well, you have to understand that those grant monies come with strings attached, and they come with in inhibitors that keep you from being able to do all the things that you want to do. And if you realize that all of those restrictions evaporate when you basically challenge and tell the federal government, we don't want your lucre anymore. What we want is we want our sovereignty back, and we're claiming our sovereignty back because we're claiming that you don't have the constitutional authority over all of these things. And then ergo, they can literally start unleashing their economic engine and actually allow themselves to grow. Now, there'll be some growing pains a little bit, but I think the benefit outweighs the detractors, or the, you know, what seems to be like upfront as a risk, but the benefits really outweigh those risks.
Well, I agree. The difficulty that we have is the same one that's in the Declaration of Independence, in which people are willing to suffer, you know, long suffering as long as you don't rock the boat too much. It gets scary when you're trying to change regimes,
right,
or to change doing things. It becomes kind of scary, and we have to get over that and get people over that. And then as you were saying, have people focus on the fact that you may not get the money, but you won't have the strings either. And wouldn't it be wonderful to not have all those strings? And I think that's, yeah, it's kind of a, you know, we have to, you know, market it, as it were, to get people to look at the positive side of it, and that it's going to be worthwhile. I mean, you know, we had to do that in 1776. We've had to do it all along.
Right.
Every time there's any kind of an upheaval that's needed, any kind of a change that's needed,
right,
people have to get over the fact of, well, we'll be long suffering until we see that this where we're going is headed down the wrong way, and if we keep going this way, we will not be able to come back.
Well, that's right, and so I mentioned this in my second book that we as a republic are on the precipice of failure, and it's just a matter of which direction we go. We really have two ways to go. And there are multiple reasons why we will fail, but they have no bearing on the direction we choose to go. The first way is the way that the globalists want us to go, to where we subjugate ourselves to a global economy, and they're the ones that pick up the ramifications, you know, like they kind of wave a wand and, okay, we're going to take away all this debt problem and everything else. But there'll be consequences to that, because you're going to get pennies on your dollar in your savings, 401k and so forth. And you will live under a life of austerity. And so that path of the globalist is a path that there is no way back. And I tell this to people because most people think, oh, well, we have lots of guns. We can fight a revolution. We'll have this ability to, you know, to repel them. And I will tell you that the technology that they possess today, and the ability to come in and laser precision remove any problems from society, it really doesn't matter where you live per se anymore. Even way out in the woods, like yourself or myself, as much as we've removed ourselves, we might have a better chance than being in the city, but I will tell you that they can reach out and affect you and silence you, remove you, if you become a part of the resistance. And it's futile because of the level of technology. The other thing that it's futile is because only the Constitution gives us the authority to do these things. I believe that the framers knew, or at least the good Lord with his insight, knew that at the time we were going to be facing these things, that we would have to rely upon that Constitution and not be able to rely upon another revolution. And the second way to go, and we're falling off this precipice, is by our own volition to say, you know what? We're shutting you down, federal government. We will deal with your debt, but we will deal with our austerity as well. But when we come out of that, when we do it on our own accord, we will be one sovereign still. We'll be free to do all of the things we need to do. And we will become a much greater force than what the world has ever had to reckon with, because we will have full cognizance and control over our destiny, instead of allowing globalists to dictate, you know, what we're going to be able to do and what we're not going to be able to do. So we're going to have a choice. I believe if it comes to that, I would much rather see this initiate even before that, and basically saying, we're going to take this path anyway, because we recognize that this path that you're putting us on is a no-win situation.
And the thing, I could just see exactly what's going to happen, because there are going to be some people who are going to choose one path and some people who are going to choose the other path. Just as they did in 1776, there were a number of people that chose one path and a number of people who chose the other path, and then the great middle, which didn't want to go anywhere particularly, they just wanted to be left alone. I think, though, that the ones who choose to stand on their own by standing on their own, I do not mean self-reliance, me against the world, rugged individual. I mean us willing to work together, because the only way we're ever going to do it is by working together.
Right.
That we're going to end up coming out on top.
Yes.
Because we will be, because we will be the strong ones. We will be the ones who will have strengthened ourselves to be able to carry the load, whereas the others, the globalists, will be going, I need to have somebody peel my banana for me, you know? I can't do it myself.
Right.
Well, but we know how to do it ourselves, and we will be the ones who ultimately prevail. And then those that are in the middle will just go with whoever has the strongest forward motion. So we might as well be on the winning side.
Right. Well, the winning side will actually be those who fight for individual liberty and individual sovereignty and supporting the Constitution. That is the winning side.
This is very important. We have to be willing to work together. We can't just go off with the, you know, fatuous belief that we can stand against the world.
Right.
No, we have to be able to work together on this. Excuse me, you just got me into one of my passions.
Well, so anybody that's been listening to this show knows that I constantly rail on the two things for us to be successful. One is we have to set aside our differences. That's what gets us together. And two, we have to set aside our self-interests. As individuals and as organizations are going to have to start putting aside their self-interest. I don't know where the parties are going to be as this all shakes out. I don't even know if they're going to be relevant anymore, because I think it's going to be boiled down to core principles and supporting those, you know, fundamental principles that created our constitutional republic. And there seems to be a lack of that, especially in the Democratic Party and in other parties. And I think that things are going to shake out on the party wise. And I just think that they will lose their relevance as a part of the process.
That's entirely possible. Or someone will come in and take over.
And be wary. As a matter of fact, Aristotle and Hayek and lots of them point out, history-wise, that in the midst of chaos is when somebody usually rises and ascends to power. And those people, they typically use demagoguery or what have you, those are the people that end up becoming the despots and even, you know, throwing people further into tyranny. And so we got to be careful of that.
That is certainly true. You know, the communists have never fomented a revolution. They've always taken an existing revolution and subverted it.
Right.
That's the only way they gain anything ever.
Right.
Is by subverting a desire of the population that's already there, and then just going and pulling the wool over their eyes.
Right.
And saying, follow us and give up your guns. And people do.
Right. But just let me inject here real quick. Folks, John Chambers' information is on my other links page. If you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, I have a page or link on the right-hand side. It's other links. And if you go down there, you'll find John Chambers. And if you want to sign up for his email newsletter, just go to his national website. It's Your Constitution. Click on that, and that's how you can sign up. Just wanted to get that out there for folks, since that's what you told me.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Before we go too far, because if you haven't noticed, because of the coughing attack, and thank you for dialing in to save me. I've had to forego some of my commercials, and so if somebody else wants to call in, we're not going to have another commercial till the end. You know, we're actually going to go to the end here. One of the interesting things that I don't think people realize is that the Lord knew what we were going to face, and I think that's one of the reasons why he was so insightful in giving us a contract. and giving the power and sovereignty to the states and really spelling out and providing the bread trail crumbs for somebody like myself, yourself, and others to basically point to and say, look, you know, we have the authority. They've just put us under this spell, and we just kind of have been believing them, and it's all been deceit and lies. And so it's just yeah, go ahead.
That's exactly right, under the spell. That's entranced,
yes,
as it were.
By soothsayers, just like that that metaphor I use with the Lord of the Rings, and when the King Rohan was under that spell by Wormtongue. And so Wormtongue being the federal government, being the jurists, the Supreme Court, and other supposedly really noble leaders with nefarious intent. They never had any intent in trying to maintain the distributive energies that was created in this constitutional republic. And that's precisely how Thomas Jefferson perceived the setup of our government, that it was distributive in nature, that the energy, political energy, was outward flowing, that the most important decisions would be made at the closest to the people. In other words, at the county, you know, courts in the within the counties and within the states, and that the things that they didn't have to worry about, the national security and those types of things, would be taken care of by them. And he never imagined, and he spoke against the collectivist and, you know, collectivizing powers. And he never imagined that the federal government would be able to, collectivize all these powers to basically rule us. It's a sad day, but it's time to wake up. And I, you know, that's why I'm doing the show. That's why I'm trying to teach state legislatures. And don't forget to send me those friends or recommend some of your state legislatures, because I will be reaching out to them and trying to show them that video. I think you're going to find this, flow chart, you know, the first state initiating and how it works in going out and propagating and doing the Republic Review. It will basically kind of throw out the entire process into a line and block diagram. And I think you'll appreciate that, because it's nowhere near the consequences of doing amendments or waste of time and so forth. It'll be done very quickly. And I'm going to send you the bullets as well. That way you can have and those things are going to be inserted into the executive summary that's forthcoming. So forgive me, I still haven't gotten that done yet.
No, that's fine. I've actually been looking at that and looking at not meaning to step on your toes, but I've been looking at that and thinking about how I could translate that into something that is real easy to read for.
I think I did it for you. I think the bullets. I think the bullets that I've done and the diagram put it all together, and so. The executive summary covers a lot more history and the gazintas and the gazautas of, you know, the framers, what they ended up having to do in dealing with different encroachments and just reinforcing. So I actually speak to the other source documents that people aren't aware of. And so I don't try to cloud people with, you know, all of this information. I did that in my first book, which was about 700 pages, but I know there's so much data that you can bury people with. So wait till I send you these bullets and this flow chart, and then you can call in next week and tell me, hey, you know what? I think that is, you know, the cat's meow or what have you.
Right. Or I, just because I itch to write, I may even say, I'm going to send you something that I think is even more of a meow, and you can take a look at that.
Okay.
See if you like it.
I'd love it.
You know?
Sure.
We will have we'll do, perhaps there'll be a little collaboration activity going on.
Okay.
That'd be kind of cool.
As a matter of fact, I always appreciate process improvement. And I know that sometimes you got to round your rock to roll. At least that's what we used to say when I was in music. If there's a better way of rounding the rock or getting it rounder or what have you, I'd be happy to look at it. And folks, I am so blessed to have good people like John and Doug, Tom, and all sorts of people. Robert, I can't list them all, so forgive me. I'm blessed with all sorts of good people in supporting this cause. And I would only ask that you give this some real consideration in looking at the veracity of my argument and looking at what we can do. And I will guarantee you that you will not find a problem or a hole. I mean, you may have questions, and that, again, it comes down to maybe I didn't put it into, Julie E's or Billy E's for you to understand that. But I think that, through the dialogue and through the answering and questions and poking and prodding, we will find the true answer and get to, I think, the common ground of where we need to be. And so,
yeah, common ground.
Right.
That's what we need.
That's where we need to be. That's right. Well, hey, John, I'm going to let you go. I've got about a minute plus left, and there's a few things that I kind of wanted to wrap up. And I don't know if you heard, but I'm going to be interviewing G. Edward Griffin this coming week.
Oh, no kidding.
No kidding.
Great.
It'll be a pre-recorded interview, and I'm hoping that I can, get him excited to maybe coming on, and so that people are interested in having him on to ask him questions, I would probably love to do that. So let me get this going so that I can have him at least talking about his history and so forth. So thanks for coming on, John.
You bet, and we'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, folks. As I was saying, I'm really, really fed up with these self-serving organizations. What they need to do is they need to start having these true, honest dialogues of who is serving them, who's the representative, especially in the parties. I'm just tired of the rubber stamping and somebody coming up and blessing and agendas and that kind of crap. There's no room for that crap, and we really need to move forward in getting away from that. And so I'm hoping that you and I can start working together, putting the pressure out there so that as this moves forward, these parties can really take either relevance on and start actually saying, you know what, these people are not our most constitutional candidates. We need to start supporting constitutional candidates instead of these people that are going to become shills for progressive agendas and what have you. Because, come on, in all honesty, it is getting really, really tiring to pursue these issues with these people who are no longer trying to really serve and represent us. As far as my concerns are, we really need people that represent us and the oath that they take. And remember that the first thing in that oath is that I swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And in doing that, that's how we will start reclaiming this republic, and we'll start holding these peoples that are representing us accountable to the Constitution. And so we're going to get into this. And so bring to us your legislatures, bring to us your representatives, and we will help them get smart. That's how we'll reclaim the republic. I'm G.R. Mobley. I will be back on Monday. Thank you so much for joining us.